And a good Thursday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Chamber Day on the program, and joining us via Zoom is Jason Smith. He is the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Jason, good morning.
What is up, Brandon?
Not much. Is it sunny outside? I forgot to take a look outside.
You know what? I don't know. Isn't that terrible? But you know what? Every day should be Chamber Day. We should just make that so. And just make every day Chamber Day.
Absolutely. Well, it's been so rainy. You know, I feel like we haven't seen a whole lot of sunshine here in the month of May. But certainly is a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you. I was talking to Dave earlier here on the morning show, and you know, Dave, for the last few meetings that we've had with you on the show, tends to not be here. I don't know if maybe he's avoiding you or what's going on here.
I'm not sure. I'm starting to take it a little personal. Like maybe he, you know, doesn't want to be on the air when I'm on the air. I don't know. To be fair, I did see Dave at a ribbon cutting, which we're going to talk about ribbon cuttings in a minute. But he emceed a ribbon cutting for Eat the Frog, and Bill Snyder was there, and it was quite one of the larger ribbon cuttings I participated in. And he was very nice at that event. So I'm hopeful that it's just circumstances and not intentional.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's not intentional. He is actually doing an event here for Raleigh County Health Department this morning. He's helping out at that vaccine clinic, doing some DJ work for the kids. So
yep. And of course that is Dave's nature to try to help out. So I have no doubt that is in fact what's going on.
Well, we got a lot to get to here on the show today, and I'm sure we'll take some phone calls here this hour as well. But I want to start first off talking about the strategic plan, and I know you guys did the Good Morning Manhattan this morning before we got on the air, and that's a big topic of conversation.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm not real sure what it's doing outside is I have been on that call since about 7:15 this morning. So we had three great speakers today. We had Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health. We had Sarah Siders, who we've had on this program before, who is managing Spark, which is our entrepreneurial ecosystem project that we've been working on for nearly a year now. And then we had Jared from Wasinger from City Hall, who is overseeing the city's strategic planning process, doing a great job. And so it was a chance for all of us to catch up on where that was in the process. Of course, I think you know they've had some public events where they've been taking input from individuals in the community, and they're now doing surveys that ends May 31st. And we encouraged all of our members who were on the call to participate in that survey. I would encourage anybody on that's listening to this radio show to get involved with that survey. I think the city feels very strongly that they need to set some priorities in order to make some determinations how things get funded. And of course, one of the challenges that they have, and it's something that I think we're going to talk about a little bit later, is the city, as well as the county and schools and most of our governing entities, are really struggling because we have hit a point in our economic history where we are a little stagnant. And when you're stagnant in terms of population growth, in terms of job growth, in terms of GDP growth, tax revenues will get stagnant as well. If people don't have more money to spend, then the revenues that come into the city and the county and the schools and other taxing entities tends to be stagnant, and the cost of everything goes up every year. And so then our government agencies have to make determinations on what they're going to prioritize and what maybe they have to cut. And we hate to see cuts, but at the same time, no one wants to see their taxes go up. So I think it's important for the city, as they do, they're moving into their budget period, to have an understanding from the community what's important. We would hope that they would prioritize growth. The only way you pay for a lot of the things that I think our community wants is we have to be able to grow and add revenues and add people into the community. So we're excited about where that process is going, and hope that everybody participates and lets their voice be heard.
Absolutely. Hey, while you were talking here, Jason, we had a caller chime in here, and I think you know who he is, and we'll just have Stephen pot up. Go ahead.
All right.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to defray some of the concerns that you may have about me bailing on you every time you come in on the show.
Well, as I mentioned, I felt very strongly after our interactions at the ribbon cutting that it was purely circumstantial.
Well, you know, and things come up.
I
you know what that's like.
So you're a helper, Dave. If there's something out there that you can help with, you always jump on it. So I know that.
And in order to alleviate any future concerns that you have, I am offering to take you to lunch. So have your people get hold of my people, and we'll see if we can arrange something.
That is a definite yes. So we'll make that happen.
I don't just throw that out there and offer that to anybody. In fact, I don't think I've ever offered that to anybody. So you better take advantage of it.
I know you may get a lot of calls now. People wanting you to take them to lunch.
Have a good day, my friend.
You may have erred on that one, but we will definitely make that happen very soon.
All right, thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling in here and giving us some guff here. Dave's a good person. He's a good local person here, and we always appreciate him helping us out.
Yeah, Dave's emceed a few of our events. We always appreciate his participation.
Well, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back and talk some more with Jason Smith here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.